This is Franciscan Voice, finding God's voice among us.
One of the ways that we can be peacemakers in our own world is to treat people with great respect. And that's something that Jesus did. We hear it in the Gospels. For example, there was a man born blind. And the disciples come along and they ask Jesus, was it this man's sins that caused them to be blind or his parents? Now the man's problem was not that he was deaf. He heard everything they said, and they were treating him as an object and not a person. And so Jesus responded to that by saying, this man is blind so that God can work through him. You can see the smile on the man's face because before the man was healed, his heart was made whole. He was treated as a person. We see the same story with the Samaritan woman at the well. She had had five husbands. The guy she's living with isn't her husband. She's not a bad woman. It's like the old country song, looking for love in all the wrong places. She had sought out love and she had never found it. Jesus offered that love by treating her with respect, by offering her water that would become a font inside of her. And in fact, at the end of the story, this woman becomes the first missionary in John's gospel. How did Jesus turn her around? By treating her with more respect than she thought she deserved. And we also see it with the story of the call of Matthew. Remember how Matthew was a tax collector, and Jewish people hated tax collectors. They were collaborating with the Romans, the occupying power. They would extort money out of the people. They weren't honest. Tax collectors were despised. And yet Jesus goes to a supper with tax collectors and public sinners. And the Pharisees were horrified because they considered sin to be something contagious. If you associate with them, you're going to catch it. Jesus saw it a different way. He saw these people's brokenness as something that needed to be healed with his love. Rather than isolating them, pushing them away, he wanted to invite them into his hug, into his grasp. And by doing that, he healed their brokenness. It's kind of like when we're on the highway. We see an accident on the road and somebody's lying bleeding on the snow. We stop to help the person. We do not ask the person, was this accident your fault? All we do is we reach out to the person and try to help them. That's what Jesus did. And by doing that, he brought peace into these people's lives. He made them whole again, so that they could share that peace with others. One of the greatest acts of peacemaking we can do is treat people with exaggerated respect.
Be sure to subscribe to our podcast and follow us on our website to discover other episodes at franciscanvoice.org.